AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. NATO says five coalition members are dead and five injured in the crash of a military helicopter at the NATO base in Kabul, Afghanistan. A statement from the Resolute Support Mission did not give the nationalities of those involved. It did say the helicopter crashed due to a non-hostile incident. Across the Sunday talk shows, members of the Freedom Caucus that helped drive Speaker John Boehner toward retirement said they could swing behind Paul Ryan in the wide-open race for a successor. Even Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he would drop his bid if Ryan agrees to take the post.
I think he checks every box. He's got the great experience. He's a visionary. He understands the institution. He's a great spokesperson. And one of the things I think people love about him is that he puts his family first.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. A new survey reports the average price of gasoline in the United States has dropped half a cent over the past 2 weeks to $2.34 for a gallon of regular. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says it looks like the huge fall in gas prices may be coming to an end.
We are likely finished with this glut environment that gave us such a wild ride down.
Because low gas prices are dragging down inflation, millions of Social Security recipients can expect no increase in benefits next year. The annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is based on a government measure of inflation. Iran's judiciary says a verdict has been issued in the case of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who's been detained for more than a year on espionage allegations. It didn't say what the verdict is. The Post maintains Rezaian is innocent. Southwest Airlines is telling Monday travelers to plan for possible glitches. Technical problems that delayed hundreds of flights on Sunday are apparently still not resolved. This is AP Radio News. A space adventure is still tops at the box office.
Mark Watney is still alive.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
The Martian stays number one for the second straight weekend, bringing its total close to $109 million. Matt Damon stars as an astronaut marooned on the red planet.
Who's ready to fly?
Me, like a superhero.
Better, like a vampire.
Hotel Transylvania 2 is second this weekend. The big budget Pan bombs with a third place opening. I'm Jamie Fryer.
In the baseball playoffs, Toronto's still alive after avoiding a sweep by the Rangers. Blue Jays shortstop Troy Tulowitzki had a three-run homer in the sixth in the 5-1 win.
In the moment, I was definitely pumped up, got back to the dugout, and everybody's obviously, you know, excited to put us up by five, a little breathing room.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.